It doesn't matter so much what the language is, but we should glorify Krishna. We probably have here speakers of about at least 10 languages. English, Hindi, Bengali, Oriya, Gujarati, Marathi, Urdu, Arabic. Maybe, that's 8 easily. Nepali, did I say Bengali? I already said Bengali. Maithili, any Maithili speakers here? Then Bhojpuri, so many. Tamil, Telugu, Kannada, Malayalam, so many languages. But the main thing is, whatever language we speak, we should glorify Krishna. I know how to speak many, many languages, at least something. I can say in Chinese, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Lama, Hare Lama, Lama Lama, Hare Hare. I can say in Sinhalese. Do we have any Sinhalese speakers here? Anyone from Sri Lanka? Sri Lanka Tamils, probably. No one here from Sri Lanka? Ah, Tamil. Sinhala. Okay. So in Sinhalese, I know how to say Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Anyway, I'll speak in English. The main point is to glorify Krishna. That's all. We're in the material world because we forgot to glorify Krishna. Glorify Krishna means kirtan. Kirtan is a Sanskrit word. It's also there in every Indian language, almost every Indian language. It means all the languages derived from Sanskrit. Generally, we think of kirtan as singing the holy names of Krishna. But more, it means to glorify Krishna. So by speaking, we can glorify Krishna. This Krishna consciousness movement spread all over the world by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, glorifying Krishna. He went in 1965, at the age of 69, alone, with no money. He had 40 rupees, which was worth $7 at the time. But the only problem is that you couldn't, in America, you couldn't change it. So it was just paper, that's all. So he went with no money, but he had great faith in Krishna. He went from India to America. First time he'd been outside India. He had great faith in Krishna. And before he left, he had published 3 volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam. So that's another way of doing Krishna Kirtan, is by writing books and reading books about Krishna. Most of us here have read many books in our life. The children at school, they have to study so many books. We have the habit, well, maybe nowadays people don't have much habit of reading books. But just as I said, at least once in your life you should do Govardhan Parikrama. So at least once in your life, try to read Bhagavad Gita. Actually, you can read it very quickly, because it's just 700 verses. You can get Bhagavad Gita this size, editions of with just the verses, so small. But the real thing is to read it with the explanations of a person who perfectly understands what is Bhagavad Gita. Because it's not so very easy to understand. Krishna told Arjuna, Bhaktosi me sakha cheti rahasyam hi etad uttamam. This Bhagavad Gita is a great secret. I am explaining it to you, Arjuna, because you are my devotee and my friend. So the point is that someone who is a devotee of Krishna can properly understand the message of Bhagavad Gita. Because in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks on many subjects, and he himself says that it's not easy to understand. For instance, Krishna says, Kim karma kim akarmeti kavyo piyatra mohitaha. What is karma? What is akarma? Even many learned persons are bewildered in trying to understand this one point. So to understand, there are many points in Gita. What is, for instance, in Bhagavad Gita is described Adibhuta, Adidaiva, Adhyatma, Adiyagya. These are all technical terms, and to understand it is not very easy. But if there is a devotee, Madbhakta Etad Vigyaya, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, my devotee can understand all these things very well. So Srila Prabhupada was a great pure devotee of Krishna who in old age left India alone to go to America to give the message of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And he brought out the essence of Bhagavad Gita, which Krishna himself says, it's a secret, but it's an open secret. It's a secret in the sense that not everyone can understand it, although if it's explained by a pure devotee, it becomes obvious to understand. Because at the end of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, now I'm going to give the topmost understanding. Srinu me paramam vachaha. He says to Arjuna, hear my topmost instruction. And what is that? Manmana bhava madbhaktaha madhyaji maam namaskuru. You should be my devotee. Think of me always. Worship me. Bow down to me. This is Krishna's topmost instruction. And by doing this, everyone can be happy. You have all come here to this country to work, to earn money. The idea is to be happy. But without Krishna, we cannot be happy. And Srila Prabhupada, knowing this, he went to the Western countries because they are very influential in the world, so that from there he could propagate this message all over the world in pursuance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order, priti vite ace dato nagaradi gram sarvatra prachahoibe moranam. 500 years ago, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted that his name would be glorified in every town and village of the world. So to fulfill that, Srila Prabhupada went, and just one person went to America with no one knowing anything about Krishna. No one even knew about reincarnation. Few people knew a little bit about it, that we are not the body, but we get one body after another. We are eternal spiritual beings. People didn't know anything about this. They knew nothing about Vedic culture, nothing about how to receive a sadhu. You have all welcomed me so nicely here. When Srila Prabhupada came to the West, no one welcomed him. No one gave flowers on his feet. No one paid any attention to him. But because he had so much love for Krishna and so much compassion for the people who were spoiling their lives by not loving Krishna, Srila Prabhupada went to the Western countries and glorified Krishna by teaching the message of Gita and Bhagavatam. And because of Srila Prabhupada's tremendous compassion, tremendous purity, tremendous desire to communicate the message of love of Krishna, now we are here today, because this Krishna consciousness movement he established, it spread around the world, it continues to spread around the world on the basis of hearing about Krishna, Shravana, glorifying Krishna, and chanting his holy names, that is Kirtan. And it all is based on service to Krishna. We're talking about Govardhan, the best of the servants of Krishna. Just after Govardhan Puja every year, we celebrate the disappearance festival of Srila Prabhupada. And although we should every day think of his tremendous mercy upon us, especially at this time of year, we recall how he sacrificed everything to bring the message of Krishna to us, and we express our gratitude to him. And we should go on expressing our gratitude to him by glorifying him, remembering him, and also trying to spread the message that he brought. Give it to others. It is the same message that Lord Chaitanya taught. It is the same message that Lord Krishna taught. So we can express our gratitude to him by taking up this process of Krishna consciousness very seriously and trying to give this gift of Krishna consciousness to others. Hare Krishna. Is there any question? You can ask in Hindi or Bengali or English. Okay, well then we'll leave it, because they have to take prasad and then they have to go back, and then tomorrow it's back to work. So they don't want to be too late. Hare Krishna.